How to transcend the global drama and live in peace. These are crucial times on this planet. Tension is increasing within many people, especially those that follow the mainstream news media channels, including social media, because a certain picture is being formed of where things are leading, and it does not look very positive. Fear is increasing as a result of this, and people are being simultaneously stirred up into states of hostility and anger in response to methods of leadership that seem to be almost surreal. Humanity appears to be in big trouble, seemingly with another war looming on the horizon. There is a picture of reality that we are being encouraged to envision by the bad news media. It is a reality of conflict, hostility, oppression and fear. Many people's worst nightmare. But is it true? Are things heading in the direction that the media is encouraging us to believe that they are? Are things going to unfold in the way that we are being shown? Are we going to experience widespread war? No, it need not be so. But each of us has to make a crucial decision. Who do we trust to inform us of what is true and what is real? If we put our trust in the media, in the news reports, in the entertainment industry, in the politicians and actors, which often seem to be interchangeable, we are obviously trusting something outside of ourselves. And most importantly, we are trusting that the intentions of these organizations and those who work for them are positive. We are trusting that the information they are presenting us with is for the benefit of our happiness, our peace of mind, and for the greater enjoyment of our life. But clearly, it is not. Is there anything that destroys our peace of mind more than following the world news? It can be totally relied upon to create anxiety, fear and pessimism, even in the most optimistic person. And it begs the question, why do we follow it? We seem to hungrily consume stories of conflict, suffering and hostility. Perhaps all the injustice we perceive in the world stirs up our anger, our inner fire, and makes us feel more alive, more motivated to protect the goodness of this earth. Or perhaps we are afraid and we are waiting for our fears to be proven correct by the unfolding of certain world events. Or perhaps we simply just want to know what is happening in the world. Whatever our motivation is for following the news through all the various media channels, the important thing to be aware of is how it affects us. How does it make us feel? Are we left feeling good about life on Earth? Or are we left in fear and dread for the future? Does it help us to lead a more empowered life? Or does it leave us feeling powerless? An intelligent creature would not consume a food that makes it sick. Yet the bad news media channels are poisoning our minds with negative information and dark visions of the future that are leaving many, many people living in a state of fear. So at this point, we must remember that consuming the media product in all its different guises is totally optional. If we wanted to, we could never switch on our TV or our radio again. We could choose never to buy another newspaper. We could choose not to give our attention to the political theatre, to the stories of conflict and hostility that pass before our eyes on social media and so on. Many people might say this is to be ignorant of what is happening in the world. But remember that this is not what is happening in the world. It is merely a collection of all the bad news, negative opinions, and hostile communications that has been gathered together for you to consume. It's a bit like visiting a sweet shop full of many colourful varieties of sugar-laden treats and believing that that was all there is to eat on the planet and wondering why it made you feel so unwell. We live on a deeply beautiful planet, a planet upon which there are many species, of which humankind is but one. Do we really think human beings are in charge of this planet? They are not. There are incredibly powerful forces at work on the Earth, and they are forces of evolution, of deep harmony and creativity. At this particular time on Earth, mankind is being required to align itself with these powerful forces. It is being asked to attune to the forces of harmony and creativity. And this is being asked of us individually as well as collectively. We are all being asked to choose a state of harmony, a state of peace, rather than a state of fear or conflict. It is much like a body which has a serious disease, like cancer. The owner of the body has to choose whether they really want to live, or do they want to give up and surrender their vitality, their inner strength, and determination to thrive in good health. Because if we are to survive and thrive on this planet, we have to attune to the natural forces of harmony which permeate it. We have to work with the planet rather than against it. Because this planet is a conscious living organism which will not allow itself to perish. So, to work in harmony with it, we simply need to be an agent of positivity and peace, an agent of creativity rather than destruction. We need to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem. The Earth is so incredibly intelligent that it knows who is working for it and who is working against it. Those who are working for it find that their lives flow in a very effortless and beautiful way. They feel deeply supported, guided, and protected by the Earth, because that is exactly what is happening. Those who are working against the natural harmony of the Earth, either intentionally or unintentionally, will find life to be very challenging, like swimming upstream against a strong flowing river current. The current of human evolution is flowing towards collective peace and harmony, and we are simply being asked to go with this flow. This means letting go of all that creates disharmony, specifically our fears, our egos, our conflict and judgments. We are being required to let go of all of these so that we can be carried along on the currents of evolution towards a reality of total, all-pervading peace. For many people, fear is one of the hardest aspects of the ego to let go of, because it has been so deeply ingrained in our psyche from a very young age. It is this ingrained fear that the media plays up to and feeds, and we simply accept what is offered to us as valid information that has some bearing and importance in our life. But really, all this information only serves to perpetuate the view that the world is a dangerous place. Human beings naturally want to feel secure, so there is a subconscious belief that by staying informed of world events, we will have greater security, as we will know what is going on, and we will be able to prepare ourselves for it. But do we really feel more secure when we stay in touch with the news? I believe the opposite is true. It makes us feel more insecure. If we want a deep and lasting sense of security, we would be very wise to unplug our mind from the media stream of information about the world and attune our consciousness to a more natural and infinitely more real level of information. It is the information communicated to us, not by our mind with its endless doubts and worries, but by our heart, which connects us directly to the earth and informs our being with a more subtle and grounded stream of communication. Our heart brings us the peace that we need to proceed in life free of fear. It shows us the vital importance of totally trusting in a power that is far greater than ourselves, and of allowing ourselves to be an instrument of positivity and light, so that we may uplift others who may be experiencing doubt, fear, darkness, and insecurity. This is our greatest purpose, to help others find a sense of trust and faith, so that their way forward is lighted. It is not lighted by us, as our light can only awaken the light within another, so that they themselves can see through eyes which are free from the shadows of doubt and fear. When a sense of trust in the heart is developed, through distancing ourselves from the mind's fears and negative visions, many of which are planted by the bad news media. And when we strengthen our heart with simple, natural, healthy living and meditation, we get a clearer view on reality. Reality is not what we once believed it to be. It is now illuminated by the light we perceive shining in our heart, and we realize that it is up to us. It is our choice whether we experience a bright future or a dark future. It is up to us if this present moment is filled with security and peace, or tension and fear. We are the one who decides, through our choice of consciousness. This is why a spiritual practice, like meditation, which elevates our mind from the collective level of fearful thinking, is absolutely essential. We often think we are immune to the consciousness of others, but it creates a gravitational pull that we are often unaware of. If everyone around you is engaging with a level of thoughts, there will be a pull for you to do the same. This is why it is beneficial to gather with like-hearted individuals who are interested in transcending the divisive realm of dualistic thinking and connecting with a unifying realm of peace. We are supported in this process when we join with others who share the same desire. If we are alone or surrounded by people who have very different priorities in life, it will be more challenging to free ourselves from the collective mindset, which is very much one of insecurity, doubt, and fear. The reality of peace, light, freedom, and joy is accessible at all times to everyone. But we have to choose it consciously. We must choose to let go of the realm of thought and bring our awareness to a deeper place, a place of stillness and quietness, a place of depth and fullness. This place is our heart, the place where our attention is always wanting to gravitate back to. If we would only extract it from our complicated adult thoughts and be still and silent. It is simple. Patience is necessary as the mind slowly lets go of thoughts. But as it realizes that there is absolutely nothing to fear, and that there is no threat whatsoever in the realm of the heart, the mind starts to say yes. It starts to embrace the realm of the heart as its true home, which indeed it is. As we allow this to happen, our heart's desire is fulfilled. It gets the attention it has been desperately longing for. It is given the opportunity to release its radiant peace, and it fills our being with love. As love washes through us, we finally merge with that which for so long we had been attempting to remain separate from. Divine love, all-forgiving, all-powerful, endlessly patient, compassionate, and caring. It has awaited our return since we first became lost in the realms of fear and doubt. Once we reconnect to it, our days of doubt, insecurity, and suffering will be over, as we will see what is truly guiding our destiny on this planet. It is nothing external. We are not at the mercy of anything out there. We access the heavenly realm of our heart, which envelops us with total security and lifts our consciousness beyond the drama of the dualistic world. We access a reality of peace beyond the realm of thought, now untouched by what previously seemed to be so important in the world. And we see this peace mirrored in our immediate surroundings. Love has fully taken the reins within our consciousness, and it guides us faithfully onwards towards our destiny in happiness, freedom, and joy. Thank you.